One of the real bright spots of this 2013 season, without a doubt, was the play of tight end Charles Clay. And we're lucky enough to have Mike Wallace come in here Monday. Really, really good conversation with Mike Wallace about his first season as a Miami Dolphin. But he was asked about Charles Clay and the way he was able to contribute. And I thought Wallace gave a really good breakdown of what we got at a number 42 this year.
The first thing I heard about Charles when I first got here is how elusive he was, but they say he wasn't consistent. But I didn't see that the whole time I was here. You know, I wasn't here the first couple years with him, but from what I've seen, he's been consistent the whole year, and he's gradually gotten better. He's a mismatch, you know, for anybody out there. Safety, you know, they too small, and linebacker's too slow. He's out there, but he moves like us, and he can put his hand in the dirt. He can get at fullback. Mm-hmm. He's a Swiss Army knife, man. He's one of those guys who you could put back there and play anything. He's just a good football player. He has good instincts. And, you know, I've just seen his confidence grow more and more every week, you know, running over one guy 1 week, then next week two guys, then the next week three guys, you know. So the more he make plays, the more his confidence goes up. And I hope he can just build off of that and just not take a step backwards, and we can continue to go forward. And, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
Big play Clay, 69 catches, 759 yards, and 6 touchdowns this season. He came one catch shy of giving the Dolphins their first ever season where 3 guys caught 70 passes. Wallace and Hartline both got there. Clay comes up one catch shy of setting some big-time record history for the Miami Dolphins. But Drayton, yeah, you watch this guy closely, of course, all season. We've been on the big play Clay bandwagon for a couple of years. What was different this season for Charles Clay? He was able to put up numbers that look like that.
I think the main difference, Jesse, in what Wallace was saying, he said it 3 or 4 times in that conversation. He said confidence. When you're able to go out and make plays and your quarterback knows that you are a mismatch and he's getting the football in your hands, and the more you're catching that football and you're running around and, you know, the more you're running over people, the more you gain that confidence that there is nothing or no one that anybody can put in front of you that you can't move or that you can't beat. And I think that's what's really truly happened to Charles Clay. We saw the glimpses of his athletic ability and all the things that he was able to do. I think, and I hate to say this, with Dustin Keller going down, I think it was a blessing in disguise for Charles Clay, because it truly gave him the opportunity to step up and become the football player that he's become. I think if you have a Dustin Keller here, I don't think that you see as much Charles Clay as we've seen this year. So, but Charles Clay has been we've watched him kind of grow up, and he's had a great year. And like Mike Wallace said, he is a mismatch waiting to happen. He is a Swiss Army knife. He is a great football player. And that's the beginning of that nucleus. That's what you need when you're building a young football team. We always say that the tight end is the quarterback's safety blanket. And I think this year, you know, Charles Clay was Ryan Tannehill's safety blanket, but he was also that guy he depended on to make big plays for this Miami Dolphin football team.
Yeah, I think his consistency was awesome this year. And I think he looked around, Troy, to your point, and said, you know what, I don't think anybody else is going to be able to do this job but me, because he can do a little bit of everything. And I think the most improved thing he did was his blocking. You know, he blocked like a guy that's been in the league for a number of years, and he did a better job, and he wasn't that great of a blocker just a few years ago. So he comes back and he blocks at the point of attack. He almost, you know, one catch shy of 70 receptions on the season. But he was able to take those catches and run after catch opportunities and lower his shoulder and get first downs and get touchdowns. And he led the team in touchdowns in receiving with 6. He did a little bit of everything. And I think that that's something to build on for next season for Charles Clay, because he's not going to be a surprise to anybody next season. He's not going to sneak up on anybody. So I think that he's going to need to keep that level of consistency about his game. And I don't have any doubt that he won't be that consistent next year. We saw this a couple of years ago in him, the opportunity to get the football in space and be able to run like a wide receiver, to be able to lower his shoulder like a tight end, and be able to be a productive part of the Miami Dolphins pass offense. And he's come a long way in just a couple of years, but now he needs to stay that way for this offense to thrive and let his quarterback continue to grow.
I guess that brings up the natural question of what's next for Charles Clay. You know, I mean, when you look to next year, what should the expectations be for a guy that, you know, looks like he really did come into his own this year and is going to get more attention from defenses, you would imagine, moving forward. So what's next?
I think, you know what, I hate to say this, but I say the 80-catch, 1,000-yard season. I would say that because you have to have something to top this year. And I don't think that's too much to put on him because he has the potential to top those numbers. I mean, with the opportunities that he's been given, you know, like I said, he's not going to sneak up on anybody, but you also have to understand that our guys are going to be better. You know, Mike Wallace is going to be better. Hartline is going to be better. You know, all those guys are going to be better. We're going to be getting guys back off of injury. So that's going to make this football team better. So maybe it's not 80 catches. If his numbers drop, I expect the total numbers to go up. But I'd like to see Charles Clay get that 80-catch, 1,000-yard season, and perhaps, you know, 9 or 10 touchdowns.
Tony G, by many people's count, the greatest receiving tight end in NFL history. In 16, 17 years, whatever he played, 4,000-yard seasons. That's a big, big number for a tight end. But, I guess if you're going to set a goal for yourself, you might as well aim for something like that.
Hey, you know what? One thing about it is, Jesse, the tight ends now are becoming people's first options on football teams. So you're going to see those numbers kind of climb. I mean, with the things that Jimmy Graham has done with the New Orleans Saints, I guarantee you he's going to topple those 4,000-yard seasons because he is a number one receiver in that offense.
Yeah, and instead of coming out of the lineup when they go three wide and four wide, those guys are staying in now and being treated just like a wide receiver.
Exactly. No doubt about it.